RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, if any of you listening out there think that you are too old to maybe make your mark in this world, well, first of all, you're not. Or maybe you're seeking a little bit of travel inspiration, we want you to listen up to today's personal connection. This portion of the program is sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Carrie.
In today's world, travel insurance is important for a successful trip because when you travel, sometimes things happen that we don't necessarily expect. Yes, it covers missed or canceled flights, but it covers a lot more than that. So don't take chances or put your investment or well-being at risk. TravelGuard.com/Carrie is affordable, and it's going to protect you when you travel.
Whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, some of the many things that it's going to also cover, trip cancellation, interruptions and delays, medical expenses and evacuations, lost or delayed baggage, flight or hotel rebookings, prescription replacement, roadside assistance, translation services. You're going to get passport or ticket replacement. You'll have someone available to you 24/7 and a lot more. Go get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/Carrie. You'll also find a link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Today's personal connection takes us around the world in 80 days with best friends Ellie Hamby and Sandy Hayslip. Ellie's an international photographer while Sandy's a doctor, and they did this trip at the age of 81. Joining us now on the show hotline are these inspiring women, Ellie and Sandy.
Well, around the world in 80 days at age 81. Hello, ladies. I love it. Mary and I welcome you both.
Thank you.
Well, very nice to have you here this morning. So listen, I got to start off this way. You know, my mom is in her mid-70s, and frankly, I can't get her to leave New York State, all right? So first, a sincere congratulations to you both for achieving this major travel feat.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Big congratulations.
So, Sandy, you know, we understand the quest was to celebrate your 80th birthdays, and the pandemic got in the way. So fast forward to January of 2023. Both you and Ellie are now 81. Off you went, all seven continents in 80 days. Was it everything you thought it would be, or was it even better?
It was even better. It was absolutely amazing. Everything worked beautifully like clockwork.
Gosh, and you think about how many people are struggling with canceled flights and delays and things and have issues with 1 week, 80 days, and everything went like clockwork.
Correct.
Yes, it did. Yes.
Pretty amazing. So, Ellie, lots of adventures. You rode hot air balloons. You braved the Drake Passage to Antarctica. All kinds of amazing adventures. But because we have you and Sandy in our personal connection segment of the show, when we talk about the impact that travel can have on people, I think it's a great connector. It's a great teacher. Talk a little bit about some of the personal takeaways of this grand adventure from a personal standpoint.
Well, it was just a very rewarding, a very satisfying trip. Sandy and I are best friends. And, you know, you test your friendship whenever you travel around the world in 80 days, 24/7 together. And it just solidified our friendship. We knew we traveled similarly, like same types of budget travel and like to do adventure, not vacations, but we want to go on an adventure. And it was just great fun. The people that we met were just amazing. That's one of the things that we love to do is meet people when we travel. And if you're traveling budget, you're more likely to meet the locals than you are going to be around other tourists, because we are not with any tour group. We're just doing everything ourselves because we planned our whole trip. But it was beyond our expectation. It really was.
Well,
we just thought it was phenomenal.
I'm glad to hear that. So, you know, and I agree with Mary, and I both agree. It's all about the people when we travel, and we have some unbelievable relationships from all that we've experienced. So, Sandy, same question to you as well. I mean, you know, thoughts on what Ellie just said and your own take on the transformational aspects of this trip that it had on the both of you.
Well, transformational aspects that it had on both of us was just that it truly just solidified our previous statements of there's goodness in people everywhere. And oh my gracious, that just happened over and over with kind people, helpful people, smiling people. It was a very rewarding experience.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when we get out and we get out into the world, or, you know, even within the United States, just to get out of your own comfort zone and go out and meet people, we are reminded that we really are so much alike, and we're probably more alike than we are different. So
travel makes the world smart.
Travel really does. So, okay, I have to ask you, so it went like clockwork. That's great. So I'm sure you had a couple of nights where you slept in an airport, though. No? Ellie?
a problem in the airport. Is that what you said?
Did you have to ever sleep in an airport? Did you have any issues?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
We slept in an airport. Okay. Absolutely. We did in Finland. And actually, if you want to sleep in an airport, sleep in the airport in Helsinki. It's pretty good. It's one of the top rated sleeping airports in the world. And we can attest to that one. It really was a bad experience. We didn't have a whole overnight. We had like 6 or 7 hours in the middle of the night, and by the time we get a hotel room and go above our budget, we just decided, hey, sleep in the Helsinki airport, and that was great.
Well, you two have great attitudes, which is probably a big part of why this was successful. Sandy, maybe give us, you know, a favorite highlight along those 80 days.
Well, one of my favorite highlights, of course, was seeing the Northern Lights. Being right there with the Northern Lights was an awesome experience. Just unexplainable how fun that was to be there.
You feel like here we are living on this rock, if you will, of the earth, and all of a sudden you realize there's a lot more going on out there than any of us really ever stop and spend any time giving a thought day to day. You know, I mentioned at the start of the conversation about my own mother who won't travel. It frustrates Mary and me because we know really what she's missing. And I'm going to ask the both of you, you know, for people that we have listening right now, tuned in across the country, you know, who are being inspired by your story, for whatever reason, maybe they're hesitant to step out of their comfort zone and travel. What would you say to them? Let's start with Sandy, and then we'll go to Ellie.
Well, what I say is actually get up out of that easy chair. Step out of your comfort zone, make some plans, and live. It's exciting.
Amen.
And Ellie?
Well, I just want to tell them age is only a number, and don't let that define your life. Just get out there and do something. No matter what it is, just do something.
Sandy, how long have you two been best friends?
We've been best friends now for right at 23 years.
And had you traveled before?
Yes. Do you want Sandy to still answer?
Sure.
Yes. Okay. Yes. We have traveled together. The first trip that we made was in 2008. When we rode the Trans-Siberian train. It was an awesome experience. And I'm going to let Ellie tell you about the next two trips.
And the Trans-Siberian trip that we took, it was second-class train to sleepers on the Trans-Siberian. It was quite a fun time. The second trip we took was across Southeast Asia by train. Again, we love trains. And public buses. We actually rode a public bus from Cambodia to Vietnam. 13 hours with chickens and other things, but we all survived. And it was a great story when it was over. So we love that. And then our last trip that we took was in 2011, and that was to the Middle East, to Syria, was our main destination. And, of course, we wound up there when the war started, had quite an adventure. We were sleeping in the desert in Palmyra in a Bedouin tent, and the next morning we find out all this has happened in Damascus that we had just left the day before. So we had quite an adventure getting out of the country and things, but all three of those trips just whetted our appetite for the big around the world at 80 days adventure.
Well, listen, Ellie, people listening around the country right now, when Ellie and Sandy are traveling, you go big. So, all right, you've accomplished, you know, around the world in 80 days. Any plans now, you know, 82 in 2024 or you know, 85? What's next?
Ellie?
Well, we have a trip planned for next year in 84, and when we are 82,
excuse me, that's Ellie. That's in 2024,
right,
when we will be 82, and our new theme will be "We are 82 and we aren't through."
Okay. Well, all right, listen.
Robert, you know, your mother should go with that.
Exactly.
Maybe you ladies could take his mom with you.
Unfortunately, our interview is through because we've got about 12 seconds on the clock.
Oh,
but listen, we are absolutely going to stay in touch with you. It's been a delight to talk to both of you today, really. I mean that sincerely, and I know you've been an inspiration to people listening around the country. Folks, if you want to see photos, get more information on Sandy and Ellie's travels, because they do go big, they have a website detailing it all. It's just aroundtheworldat80.com. around the world at 80.com. Go check it out. Share with us some of your favorites with that. We'll share that with them. Our best to you both. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you so much.
Ellie, Sandy, thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
All right, Mary. Well, listen, they are delightful.
This is so inspiring.
I love what's coming. We are 82
all those
and that's
trips, real. Yeah.
85,
inspiring.
Watch us thrive, I guess, maybe.
Maybe, we'll see. Yeah. They're amazing women.
All right, again, God bless them both. And I love what they said about the goodness of people everywhere.
Yes.
Because that is what you find, no question, when you travel. Folks, as we pause for a few important sponsor messages in the bottom of the hour break, up next, Rudy's going to discuss a new boating app. RJ is coming right behind him with today's Open Road. And then Mary and I are going to return to share a new travel company with you. Stay with us. We're coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.